first one is about Shakespeare. How is it that a man born in a time so far from mine can pull my heartstrings like a violin? A man from a time of chamber pots and tobacco. A time of getting into the theater for a penny. A time of a cheering, rowdy audience, bustling against the stage, booing or clapping their hands together in a wild cacophony. How is it that you, a glovemaker's son, should be the psychic of storms, a forest to escape to, a beloved grandparent whispering stories to me over the bone rattle of night? How is it that I now sing the songs of a man whose bones have been crushed into pulp, into dust, into nothing but nothing but nothing? Well, Will, for what it's worth, I am iambic pentam murdered by your brilliant words. You speak to me, you man of many tongues, you duke of double entendre. I say that I am lonely, and you say, I too have felt this. I say that I am in love, and you say, I too have felt this. I say that I am falling into the feeling that nothing matters, like no one understands what I'm made of, like humankind is worthless, and you pass me fart jokes. You, sir, you knave, you make my heart beat double quick. And I can't hold my smile back or reel in my joy when I'm sitting and poring over your words. I love the chase of it, the historical backgrounds, the dictionary dog-earing, the leaning on my elbows. I feel like an archaeologist at a dig, brushing away ancient idioms. Maybe I'm a necromancer here, breathing life into sonnets, transforming them gentle care, or making them fit for any life I choose. Or maybe I'm unlocking a kingdom, all mine to inherit. I like to think he had rumbling mountains in his lungs, or a hornet's nest in his brain, thoughts rattling off against his skull, words that he couldn't hide behind gated teeth. I like to imagine him writing furiously, trying to release everything inside him, less like a butterfly's flight and more like throwing stones at everyone who ever doubted him. And oh, that meter. I'm sorry, but I can't help fawning over his meter. Iambic pentameter is literally the beat of my heart. It fits into my ribs, it opens up my lungs. Shakespeare, writing not with marble or gold, but with a visceral rhythm that everyone knows. By heart. Shakespeare is in your bloodstream and pumping out life. He is not in a nose held high, but in your bones. He is emotional and jeering, laughing and leering, sweating and pining and sometimes rhyming, but always alive.